问。
You ask, we answer. Hi, everybody. Welcome to 请问 I'm Amber.
大家好，我是 Connie.
Hi, it's JP. 请问，
请问 today, 请问 we have a subject that JP is going to take command of.
What are you talking about? You're the numbers person.
I hate numbers, but I like words. So we're going to talk about numbers. So I don't shut up.
Number words?
Number words, okay. Yes. So we did have a question for this. And I, when the person asked the question, I thought I myself also need to learn this.
Okay.
Because I just avoid big numbers. That's how I deal with it.
I write them down on a pad of paper.
I show Connie, what is this? So we're going to start at the beginning with the easy stuff, of course.
Okay.
And we're going to go right up to the roof. One bajillion.
A bajillion?
We're going to get right up to a bajillion.
Okay, Amber, I already know how to count to 10.
Really?
Yeah, I know how to do that. And I think most of our listeners already do. So why don't we start with the hundreds, with three digits?
Yeah, that's where it gets a little bit more scary. Okay. So Connie, first, what's 100? Let's throw it out there.
Bye.
Bye.
So that's the ending for 100. Now, if you want to say 100, of course, you just add the number one to the beginning.
对，那就是一百。
一百。
Now, next one, is it 200 or 200?
都可以。
Because there's two words for two, as we all know.
Mm-hmm.
So you can say 200 or 200.
对。
Okay, so if I wanted to say, I'm 100 years old.
我有一百岁。
Wow, you're so old, Connie.
Well preserved.
She's JP.
You don't look 100 at all.
JP just had his birthday, his 100th birthday.
That's right.
Oh. Okay, now next comes 1,000. How do we say 1,000, Connie?
1,000.
So here the number for 1,000 is 千, and we just add the one to the front.
Okay.
So Connie, let's change it around a bit. Chinese people always say, China has 4,000 years of history. How do you say that in Chinese?
5,000.
Oh, well, it keeps going up and up.
It's getting
I swear,
old.
You guys are starting to exaggerate a little.
Faster
I mean,
faster.
Even the 4,000, I have my doubts, but this is getting out of hand.
Connie, 6,000 years. Come
just
on.
Say, okay, let's just say 6,000 to make it easy. How do you say China has 6,000 years of human history?
中国有6,000年的历史。
China has 6,000 years of history.
Okay. 6,000.
We don't say that all the sentences are true in Qingwen, but we do say the sentences.
Okay.
Okay, now maybe later they're going to exaggerate and make it even higher, 10,000 years. How would you say 10,000, Connie?
一万.
Now that's something for us Westerners to get our heads around, because for us, 10,000 is not a unit. It's 10 units, right? 10 units of 1,000.
Right.
But in Chinese, it's one unit. It's a 10,000.
So what JP just said is a very good hint for people who are number challenged like me, is that here's the key, and you're going to see as it unfolds, the drama of these numbers, that they count in 10,000s. So what comes next? We have 一万 for 10,000, 10,000. Mm-hmm. And what comes next? 100,000, Connie, what would that be in Chinese?
十万.
All right. 十 is a word for 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just add the 1, which was, we know, the word for 10,000.
Right.
Put now, all together, what do you get? 100,000.
100,000. Yeah, it takes me a while to do the math, right? I mean, it takes me a while to adjust to that system sometimes, you know, because it's based on 4 zeros instead of 3 zeros.
Yeah, and you know, every time I see a Chinese person figuring out a number, they always start counting back 4 zeros. And that always confuses me as well, because I'm always wanting to put the comma in after 3, right?
Right.
To break it down. But Chinese people don't do that comma system.
Exactly.
It does
fact,
not work.
I wrote in the commas here in my notes so that I wouldn't
me
get
too.
Lost. But Connie's notes are pristine.
Yeah, her notes have the comma maybe after the 3-4 digits. No. They're too smart. They're too good at numbers. They don't need the commas.
That's right. Okay, so 100,000 is?
十万.
十万. So Connie, for 1,000,000, do you say 1,000,000s?
不说.
Oh, so what do you say?
我们说一百万.
100,000. So that's 110,000s.
Literally 110,000s.
Okay.
Do the math, people, and you will get to 1,000,000.
That's right, 1,000,000. Now, what can we say about 1,000,000?
What can we say? I want $1,000,000.
Okay.
我要一百万.
I don't mean to be greedy. I just mean renminbi, not dollars. I'm going to be a millionaire in renminbi.
Send the dollars to me.
I like to think, I mean, I'm content. If I was, how do you say a millionaire in Chinese, Connie?
百万富翁.
So if I was a 百万富翁, that sounds pretty cool. I don't want to think too high now, JP. I don't want to get greedy.
All right. Now that's the difference between you and me, Amber, because I want more. I want
so
more.
So American.
That's right. I want more. So let's add another zero. I want to be a 10 millionaire. How do we say I want $10 million?
我要一千万.
一千万. So that's 1,000 10,000s.
You'd be just rolling in the dough if you had that.
I would be.
Even if it were RMB, although it'd be kind of dirty. I wouldn't want to roll in it.
All right. What about you, Connie? What's your financial goal?
我要一亿.
一亿.
Okay, okay, now everything changes now.
Yeah, we're off the
10,000
system.
These are the numbers I like. It sounds so easy. 一亿. Okay, I changed my mind. I want to be a trillionaire. No, what is that in English?
100 millionaire.
I want to be an 一亿. 万富翁. Is that right?
就是亿万富翁.
Okay. I want to be a 亿万富翁. If you can't say it, you can't be it.
Okay.
Okay, I better perfect that. I got to practice more. So 100 million is 亿亿.
So that's 1 亿 and then 亿.
Okay, so 100 million is 亿亿. Now, what if it was 200 million?
两亿.
So we see a pattern here.
Okay.
Now, chances are you're probably never going to have to count higher than this in Chinese. Unless you become a trillion bajillionaire like me. So we'll leave it at that because we don't want to overwhelm you with the thousands of numbers.
Oh, come on, Amber. We got to know about a billion because in China, there's 1 billion people.
Okay, but it's because I want to get to the shopping part now that we have all the money. Okay, I know. Tell us, how do you say there's 1. How many billion people in China now? 1.3, Connie?
中国有14亿人.
Whoa. Wow. So that's 1,400,000.
So 1.4 billion.
Yes.
God. So hard. Okay, now with all this money, we're going to go shopping now because this is related to numbers and I think it's a very important side point.
Okay.
Which is, although if you're a millionaire, you won't care about the discounts. But when you go to a store, sometimes there's a discount. 打折, they say in Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to warn everyone because you might see this little character, which means 折, and it means a discount.
Mm-hmm.
And the way the Chinese write it is opposite of how we think of it in English.
What do you mean?
So, for example, if I went to a store and everything was 20% off.
Okay.
In Chinese, the way they would express it is
打八折.
打八折. It means we'll take off 80% of the price. No, it means you're paying 80% of the price. That's the way they think about it.
Oh.
Whereas we'll look at the price and think it's, oh, it's 20% off. They'll be thinking, right, go up instead of down. So you might go in that store and think, oh my gosh, it's 80% off.
It's not.
You just need the 8. But it's not. It's only 20. It's opposite.
Yeah.
Like many things in thinking between okay. Western and East.
不要搞错.
Yeah. So for example, if I saw a sign that said, I should be most excited, right, Connie? If I see a sign that says, 打一折.
Oh, anxiety.
It's very exciting. She's really excited. Because that means 90% off if you see one on the little 折 sign.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my side point.
Okay, so 90% off is
打一折.
打一折.
Now, what about percentages? Since it's math class, let's get into it all.
Okay, you know, I'm not 100% comfortable with this.
How would you say that, Gani? How would you say 100%?
百分之百.
Okay, so let's break this down. They express percent in Chinese like this. 100, fun is like points.
之,
mm-hmm. 百. So it's kind of like 100 out of 100.
Okay.
Is that how you'd say it, maybe?
Right.
Think of it. Now, if we go down, say we just said 80%. What would you say, Connie?
百分之八十.
So that's a little different from the way that we think, because you'd have to think out of 100, 80.
Yeah. So it's quite long. We just can say 80%, but they have to go with, start at the 100, 百分之. Mm-hmm. So out of 100, 80, basically.
Okay.
So, goes to show, if it was like 1%, you can just say 百分之一.
对的.
Right.
Okay, so now we know how to do these percentages and these fractions, but, you know, I'm kind of lazy, so I just wanted to go to the round numbers. So how would you say like 50% or half?
一半.
Now there's an easy one.
Okay.
Half. 一半.
That's 50%, right?
Yeah, but when we get to the quarters, for example, fraction, it has the same principle as we use with the percentages. How do you say 1/4, Connie?
四分之一.
So here, the total is 4, not 100, right?
Okay.
So you start with a 四分之一是four, and then the what comes last is how many parts out of 4. Similar principle to the percentages.
Okay, out of 4 parts, 1.
Exactly. So 3/4 would be
四分之三.
Out of 4 parts, 3.
What about 1/3?
三分之一.
See, the principle applies. Not that hard. I like this better than the bajillion numbers. It's easier for my mind.
All right.
So those are some numbers for you all. Y'all. Sorry. Flashback to Texas, Qingwen.
Oh.
And we hope that helps make it a bit clearer for everybody.
I don't have any coffee to slurp.
I do. This is a shout out to Clay.
You're not slurping. There you go.
How did he do that? I just got choked.
I know, it's hard.
That was a skill. We all didn't appreciate the skill at the time, did we?
We didn't. We just thought it was just loud slurping. But no, there's some talent. Yeah.
The guy had talent. Okay. We'll see you guys next time on Qingwen.
See you later.
再见.